And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Biden has unveiled a new military aid package for Ukraine worth $375 million during a meeting with Ukraine's president at the G7 gathering in Japan.
In Hiroshima,
a package that includes more ammunition, artillery, armored vehicles to bolster Ukraine's battlefield abilities.
Zelensky's response to the package:
my appreciations. We never forget.
Biden's fresh pledge came after the U.S. agreed to allow training on American-made F-16 fighter jets. The training lays the groundwork for their eventual transfer to Ukraine. Even before Zelensky landed in Japan, the G7 nations had unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow over its invasion of his country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Another round of debt talks wrapped up at the U.S. Capitol, White House and Republican staff met for 2.5 hours Sunday evening, and President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are planning to meet again this Monday.
U.S. Representative Jody Arrington explained to ABC's This Week why he rejects Biden's budget proposal to increase revenue by rolling back tax breaks for wealthy individuals and corporations.
I think the American people understand that the cost of living crisis that they're suffering with is as a result of spending, not because we have low taxes. The fact is we had record taxes going into COVID, and we had another record tax revenue year in 2021.
Blowing up the economy if they don't get their way is what Republicans are threatening to do, according to Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen, who also appeared on ABC.
And that is VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias. This is VOA News. The United States has signed a new security pact with Papua New Guinea as the U.S. continues to jostle with China for influence in the Pacific. Papua New Guinea is strategically located, and its nearly 10 million people are the most among Pacific Island nations. State Department says the agreement will help improve security cooperation, enhance Papua New Guinea's defense capacity, and increase regional stability. Many in the Pacific are concerned about the increasing militarization. Officials and witnesses say that fans angry at being blocked from entering a Salvadorian Soccer League match knocked down an entrance gate to the stadium, leading to a crush that killed 12 people and injured dozens of others. Stampede happened Saturday night during a quarterfinals match. The Conservative Party of Greece's prime minister wins big in Sunday's election and will seek an outright majority. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The Conservative Party of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has won a landslide election victory, but without enough parliamentary seats on Sunday to form a government outright. The Prime Minister has indicated he will seek a second election in a bid to consolidate his victory without need of a coalition partner. Under the current Greek electoral system of proportional representation, the 40% vote share is not enough to secure a majority of the 300 seats in parliament. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The NAACP has issued a travel advisory against the state of Florida because of the state's conservative politics. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The NAACP statement says laws championed by Governor Ron DeSantis and lawmakers, quote, are openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ individuals. The civil rights group joins two other organizations in discouraging travel to the state. The Republican governor showed no sign of backing down when he was inaugurated for another term in January.
Florida is where woke goes to die.
Several big city mayors were quick to respond, saying they welcome diversity and inclusion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Saudi Arabia's first astronauts in the decades are headed to the International Space Station on a chartered multi-million dollar flight. SpaceX launched the first Saudi female astronaut on Sunday, along with a Royal Saudi Air Force fighter pilot. They're joined by an American from Tennessee and retired NASA astronaut who now works for the Houston company that arranged the trip. Their capsule should reach the space station Monday morning. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.